Blog Talk Radio. tonight. You can be seated. You know, something happens, I'm telling you, I say it all the time, but something does happen in transferring when we lift up the name of Jesus. There's an exchange that happens. You don't just keep your heaviness. You don't just keep your sorrow and your pain, your worry and your doubt. None of that can stay in God's presence. It just doesn't belong there. It can't go there. There's no room for it there because the Bible says that his glory fills the temple. So that says to me, if he's filled the temple, there's no room for anything else. When his train can't even get into the temple, that paints a picture that God is bigger than my problem. He's bigger than my issue. He's greater than my pain. That's the God you serve. He is able. And I have learned that no matter what I do, that's why I sing about it so much in my songs. Praise is the weapon. Praise is the key. Brokenness before God opens the door to the heavenly realm. And when you get into the presence of God, there's an exchange that happens. I'm trading my sorrow. He's taking my pain. He's giving me joy. When I'm weak, he's strong. Instead of weeping, joy comes. It don't get any better than that. I don't know of an alcoholic drink. I don't know of a drug. I don't know of a person, a man, a woman. I don't know of money. I don't know of a house. I don't know of a car. I don't know of a job promotion. I don't know of anything that can do that. I just can't find it. There's nobody like him. Nobody. And if you haven't tried him, you ought to. He's just that good. And until you try him, you will never realize how good he is. The fact that I'm standing here today is a testimony to an awesome God. I should be dead. I was sick. My mama's here. I was sick when I was a baby. The doctor said she's not going to make it through the night. Well, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I bet if I asked you, you could say the same thing. Some doctor said, some boss said, somebody said I wasn't going to do it. But look at me now. God's grace kept me. His peace helped me. His hope brought me through it all. And that's what it's about when we praise him. There's a great exchange.
My heart is free. His
give you a song of deliverance.
Song
in the night.
Song
weeping, begging, do for a night. But joy comes in the morning. Your joy comes in the morning. You don't have to worry. Just sing a song of deliverance. He sings over a song of deliverance. Your deliverance is in your song.
In your praise.
Yay.
He's in your praise. Praise God. Praise God. He shanta de 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 la 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 ba shanta ta. Shanta de de la 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 shanta.
My strength.
My strength.
His grace by peace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My spirit.
Ta de de la 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 ba shanta. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Great is our God. Great is our God. Hallelujah. His grace. Hallelujah. Awesome are you, O God. Awesome are you, O God. Father, we come into your presence tonight, O God, thanking you, O God. O God, for your grace. O God, for your presence, for your peace, for your love, O God. It's just magnificent to us, God. O God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, O God. We come thanking you, Lord God, for all that you do for us, God. All, O God, that you have, O God, rendered to us, O God. O God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Because, God, we recognize that you are more than enough for us, oh, God. Oh, God, we know that, God. We don't have to beg and we don't have to plead, God. All you told us to do is ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and we shall find. Oh, praise God. You said you give to us liberally, God. Thank you, Lord God. You loved us with an everlasting love, oh God. And you told us to come as we are, God. You didn't tell us to come in a special way, but God, you told us to come as we are. And God, when we come, we can bring all our cares and burdens and lay them at your feet, God. Father God, there's nothing you don't know, God. There's nothing, God, that you haven't taken care of already, God. You knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb, oh God. Hallelujah. You knew every task that we were going to meet, God, and face, God, and, oh God, endure, God. Yes, Lord God. Lord, you are King. Lord, you are God. You are Shepherd. Oh God, you are peace, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Hila bashate, oh, Father, you have been more to us, oh God, than, oh God, millions of dollars. We can't even count the blessings, oh God, that you have poured out upon us, God. God, you done saw us through some things, oh God. As the songstress said, I could have been dead, but God, you done kept me by your grace, oh God. Where the doctors say, oh God, they had to do this and that, God, truly, God, you have taken us through that too, oh God. You have healed us, oh God, with your finger of love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone that's going to listen to this program, God. Oh, God, endure them with power from on high. Let your spirit, oh, God, create in them. Let your spirit dwell within the hearts of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, here we come broken before you. Take me as I am, oh, God. Oh, Father God. Yes, Lord God. I recognize, oh God, that I have fallen and come short of the glory of God. But you are so gracious. Yes, you are, God. You are so awesome and you are so wonderful. Here we are, God. Here we are, God. Here we are, God. Here we are coming to you, God, your children, God. Coming to you once more and again, God. We are laying before you, oh God. And Father, maybe some mother have lost a son, a daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls, Lord. Maybe might have been slain by the bullet. Maybe someone, Lord, is going through a sickness, oh God. Lord, it's so hard and it's so bitter, God. I know, God, you can do the ultimate. You can heal all hurts, oh God. Oh God, you're the healer, God. Create, oh God, create, oh God, create, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are reaching out to you, Lord. Oh God, because we can't do it within ourselves, oh God. We are reaching out to you and change us, oh God. Continue, oh God, shaping and molding us. And, oh God, yes, Lord God. Oh God, you are steady doing. You said you are renewing. Oh yes, Lord God, you said you are doing it, God. Change us, change us. Renew our right spirit within us, oh God. Oh God, yes, Lord God. Oh God, my heart, oh God, is towards you. Yes, Lord God. Oh God, oh God. We bow, oh God, in your presence, oh God. Oh God. Yes, we need you every hour. Yes, Lord God. I can't do without you, Lord God. Your people can't do without you, Lord God. God, we have to have you, oh God. Anything, oh God, anything, oh God. Yes, God, I have sinned and come short of your glory, God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, just want to be right before you, Lord. That's why I'm asking, God. I need you. I need you, Lord God. And I pray that everyone will cry out, oh God, every day, God, I need you, oh God, change me, change me. Draw me close to God. I want to get a little bit closer and a little bit closer to you, God. When I feel like I have, oh God, yes, Lord God, falling down the ladder a little bit, God, draw me back up closer to you, God. I want to stay close to you. Close to you, oh God. Close to you, oh God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh God. I want a right spirit, God. Oh God. Oh God. I want to be broken before you, Lord God. Oh God. Here we are, Lord. Here we are. Oh, don't cast me away from your presence, oh God. Oh Father God. Before you, God, please. Oh, renew a right spirit within me. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. We say yes to your will, God. yes to your ways, God. Oh, God, we want to follow you. We want to hear from you. Oh, God, yes, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we want to lift up our eyes toward the heavens from whence cometh our help. We know all our help coming from you, Lord God. Oh, yes. All those. I will give you rest. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, we believe you, God. We believe you. Lord, we keep in the faith, God. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Creating us a clean. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Do it in us. Oh, God. I can't do it, God. I can't do it, God. I can't do it. I need you, Lord. I need you.
I'll never be good enough for you. But you love me anyway.
God, oh, God. All that you
know who I am in you.
You told me, God. You told me, God. Yes. You told me I belong to you, God. Yes, my God.
I can feel good about you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because I know you love me.
I know you love me, Lord. Because you paid a great price, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, I love you too, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. Praise. I pray that everyone listening to this program will just stop and say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. And bow before him in love and adoration to him.
Oh, praise
God. Hey, I love you, Lord. Oh, surrender, surrender, surrender all. Oh, praise God, praise God. God, thank you, thank you. Yes, 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 yes.
Create
a clean heart.
I love you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You're better to me than I've been to myself.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And I love you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight on Blog Talk. I pray that you have entered in with us at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is so good. It's so good just to enter into the presence of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Gigi, do you feel like praying a prayer? Praise God. If so, press 1. Praise God. If not, praise God. I'll go on with the announcements. Praise God. But I am just so glad to be in the presence of God. Go on and pray, my sister. Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 God Almighty, we give you praise. In glory, hallelujah, we lift you up on high in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my God, we thank you so much for the day, for all the blessings. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the grace and mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You deserve all the praise and glory. Oh, God Almighty, we celebrate you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no other God like you. You are sovereign. You are supreme. You are all-knowing, almighty. You are holy. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for loving us. We thank you in the midst of everything. You give us the strength. Hallelujah. In the midst of all the problems. Hallelujah. We know that you are the problem solver, and we know that nothing is impossible with you, and we know that your word, your promise, are irreversible. Father, we know that you are a big God, and you are big, big, big. Hallelujah. You are too big to contain. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for. We thank you for Minister Vivian. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless her, give her double portion, give her the strength, use her for your glory, O Lord God Almighty. Shikaba, hallelujah. I ask that you shine your grace upon her, shine your face upon her, hallelujah, and bless her. And all the way, bless her, Lord, bless her, and bless her family. And everybody that are listening tonight, and I bless you in the name of Jesus. And God loves you. God loves you so much as he loves us. We thank God for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord. We only can surrender ourselves to you. Hallelujah. And you take over, Lord. Take over. Have your way in our lives. Take over. Oh, Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit. Oh, we bow down before you to thank you for all that you have done in our, for us day after day after day. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister. Praise God. I just love her. Praise God. I thank God for her, and I also thank God for her prayer line. It is so powerful, praise God, and I wish you all could go on it. If you would like to go on Minister Gigi's line, that number is on every Tuesday at 8 p.m., the number is 1-515-604-9642. The access code is 943841 pound. If you would like that again, that's 1-515-604-9642. Access code is 943841 pound at 8 p.m. every Tuesday night. Thank you, Minister Gigi. Praise God. Well, my co-host is not here tonight. The lady that she was taking care of passed away, and I know that there are much guests in town, out of town, or wherever. So I'm quite sure she's tired as well, because it's been a long go taking care of the sick. And we pray for Minister Peggy while she's out, and also the bereaved. I also lost a first cousin, which will be funeralized on Thursday in Mississippi. Pray for the bereaved family. Also, I attended my friend that was on a week before last, telling us about her dad. He passed away, and his funeral was funeralized. Had a wonderful going away on Saturday up in Edgard, and I was up there all day on Saturday with them and that family. So we continue to pray for all the bereaved families. And also I had a call to pray for Rhonda and Devin that's going through marital problems. And so we pray for marriages everywhere, because we know that the enemy is trying to tear up the family. And we pray that Devin and Rhonda can work out this marriage problem. There has been cheating, so we just pray for the both of them, that they will learn how to forgive each other and stay together and love each other as God has called us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We feel so hurt when these things happen, and it hurts so bad when you know your partner is cheating on you. Praise God. But if they are willing to work it out, God can do anything. God is over bigger, as Minister G just said. He's bigger than anything. Praise God. And this may be a way that they will draw closer than ever. And we pray so in for them, for this family, and all husband and wives that's going through a hard time, because the devil would love to, yes, Satan would love to tear them apart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go right on into the word. And our title tonight is War on Satan. War on Satan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that everything that's going on out here now is acts of Satan. Acts of Satan. Satan would love to come in different kind of ways to kill and destroy in whatever way he can. Praise God. God gave him the authority to work on Job. But God knew that Job would not give in to Satan. Praise God. He told Job, you can touch him, but don't touch his soul. God lives in the soulless realm of man. If you have let him into your heart, praise God. And God is going to reside there. He's not going to leave you, nor is he going to forsake you. Praise God. And as we see so much happening all around our world, because, you know, I was just looking at this afternoon, all the children and families that are bombed and blooded in Syria. It just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see how Satan thinks that he's having a heyday of seeing people just murdered. But we know these things must come to pass. And sometimes we want to ask, why does it have to happen to little children? Why does it have to happen to the innocent people over there where they are bombing them? And then we see so much not only over there, but we also see things in our country happening as well, as like as the school shooting that we just witnessed. But I'm just saying this because there are so much things that we are aware of that's happening, and we know it's the attacks. It's the attacks of Satan, because if you look at what happened in Florida, same thing happened to Job, but Job lost all his in one day of so many, where those people maybe only lost one child. But what if we was in Job's shoes, where we lost all our children, everything that we had, and then he had to suffer? So we see this in, if we look at, praise God, in the shooting, and all around the world, we see it, and we say, it's time, it's warfare time, it's time to put Satan on the go, and tell him where to go, and tell him to get out of our lives, out of our country, out of our families, and loved ones. Praise God. One thing that we do every day, one thing that we do as a people, every day when we get up, we get ourselves dressed. Think about it. We get up and we put on our clothes. We don't go walking in the street naked. No. We get dressed. We put on our clothes. We put on our shoes. And we go out into the street. Well, the same thing for the Lord. We need to get dressed to do war against Satan. And if we look in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, we have to put on the helmet of salvation. Now, the helmet of salvation protect is to protect our mind from the attacks of the enemy and to give us sound thinking so our mind won't be wandering here and there all through the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if we would put on the helmet of salvation, praise God, God is there. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. That will guard our hearts and emotions from assault. And let me be governed not by emotion, but rather by the truth of the word. The word is going to lead us and guide us into all truth, the Bible says. Okay, so we have to put the breastplate of righteousness on so that we will have the truth of the word in us, praise God, to protect us. We have to strap on the belt of truth, wrap the word around us and around the very core of our being, that it will protect us from error and keeping us in the truth. You know, we won't go astray if we got the truth that's God in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to step into the sandals of peace. We got to use that and take the peace and the hope into the world today. And we are the ones that are strong. They are those that are weeping that's weak. So we are to bear the infirmities of the weak. We got to step out there and tell these people, even somebody has to minister to the people now in Florida, praise God. And let us stand firm in the face of any attack of the enemy. Let the devil know that we are not giving up because of what has happened. We are ready to step into his face and go forward. And guess what? We are not going forward in the enemy's face. We are not the Christian. We're not going to go out there, and we're not going to trample down. We're going with the word of God in our hearts to bring peace. Praise God. Oh, God, praise God. Oh, and by doing that, we are anchoring ourselves in that word that it may enable me to keep on footing. That word going to keep us going. I tell you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and then we're going to put on the shield of faith. We ain't going to go out there and give up. We're going to keep the faith. Let the attack of the world, the flesh, and of the devil fall flat against and be a defensive gear. Praise God. And we're going to take on the sword of God. Your holy word. Yes, we're going to put that word in our hearts, hide it deep in us, and put that truth in our heart, in our mind, and in our flesh, so that it will be able to pierce the hearts and the mind of those that we encounter. See, because you're going to encounter some things out there, praise God. You're going to encounter some things. But if you got that whole armor on, that's your protection. Praise God. It's your protector. God is here to protect. God wants to protect us. He said he will never leave us. See, we got to stand up on this word even the more. Stand up on God's word and believe God's word for what he is saying to us. Praise God. Because God is speaking in the midst of every adversity that we face. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to tell you about Nehemiah, and you know all about it. Praise God. But in the book of Nehemiah, the workers had a mind to build a wall. And we know that story. We know that there were the enemies that was coming against them. But guess what? They built that wall, didn't they? Praise God. I'm going to start there and read Nehemiah chapter 4. I'm going to start at verse 14. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. God said, I don't want you to be afraid of your enemies. Praise God. Be not afraid of them. Praise. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Praise God. When I read that, praise God. Don't be a, you stand up strong. Be strong in the Lord. Fight for everything that God has blessed you with. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that, it was known unto us, and God has brought their counsel and naught, I mean to naught, that we return all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears and the shields and the bows and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which build on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laden, and every one of his hands wrought in the work, and with other hands held up the weapon. You know when we all get together and we are all going to stand in this thing and fight for one another. See, we ought to be praying now. We standing on the wall for those in Florida. We are standing on the wall for those in Syria. I mean all over. I'm just saying those two. But all over the world, we who are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak. We are standing on the wall for them. We are praying for them. We are combating Satan that so they can be strong. And when we done strengthen our brother, praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to be strong and go strengthen someone else, because truly there's going to be more. But guess it. Oh, praise God. Let's read on. We're going to finish this, then I'll come back, because I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm so excited about how we can defeat the enemy. Praise God. For the builders, everyone, his sword, girded by his side. Are you girded now? And so build, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated up on the wall, one far from another. Now, they wasn't close to each other so they can help each other. See, we scattered about. Sister Gigi is way over there in Chicago, but she on the wall. I'm down here in New Orleans. I'm on the wall. They got some in the north and some in the east and some in the west. We on the wall. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ready to defeat Satan. We going forth in Jesus' name, defeating the enemy. Praise God. In what place therefore ye bear the sound of the trumpet? Resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. Our God. All we got to do is stand there with girded. All we got to do is, he said, when you can't do nothing else, all you have to do is stand. Stand. Praise God. They knew that their God was going to fight for them. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. See, there were some in the day and some at whatever time you got to labor. Like I said, in different parts of the world, when I'm sleeping, somebody else is laboring. Praise God. So neither I, nor my brother, nor my servant, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. The only time they pulled off the clothes is when they needed to wash them. They stood guard against Satan, so Satan could not destroy each other. Praise God. When we stand strong in the word of God, when we put this whole armor on and stay girded up for one another, God said, pray ye one for another. Praise God. He didn't tell me just to pray for one person. Pray ye one for another. That's all over the world. I lift up my sisters and brothers everywhere, and I come against Satan in their lives. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think about when Daniel and his men was in the lion's den. They were supposed to have been burned up. They were supposed to have been burned up because the enemy said, turn the heat up as high as it can get it. He wanted to see them burn the crypt. The enemy wants you dead, I'm saying to you tonight. The enemy don't want you to receive nothing. When the old king went back there and looked in, he said, I see a fourth one. And it looked like the Son of God. God just told us here in Nehemiah, God shall fight for us. You think you got to fight a battle? Only wants you to just be girded up and be ready at all times. Because he's going to go before you. Praise God, praise God. He's going to fight for you. He's never going to leave you. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, Lord, I'm excited. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to recognize every day that we need to be girded up. We don't know how the enemy going to come. We don't know how he's going to do it. But we know that we can defeat him. We don't have to worry. He just told us in Nehemiah, don't worry about it. Oh, gracious God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, he told us here in Nehemiah that we, up there, he said, for your house, your children, your family, let me go back there. Praise God. In verse 14, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren. Your brethren, that's everybody that's in Christ that's going through a hard time. Your sons. Yes, there are many mothers got sons out there in trouble. If it ain't one way, it's another. The enemy is trying to take out your son, but I'm taking back mine. I'm taking back my sons. I'm taking back my daughter. I'm taking back my sisters, my brothers, everything. But he didn't even stop there. He said your sons, your daughters, your wives, taking back. Marriages, the devil is a liar. Your houses, anything that's going on that's not right, we can command it out. We can decree that it go and never return. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. God said, yeah, I will strengthen you. I will withhold. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. With my righteous right hand. Praise God. God is an awesome God for his children. Do you really realize that God loves you so much? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do not look after the look on the things after the outward appearance. If any man trust to him that is in Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is in Christ, even so are we in Christ. So we are in Christ. We are in Christ. We don't have to worry about a thing. Oh, no wonder God told us don't worry. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord God. I just thank you every time the word comes alive, praise God. Hallelujah. Every time the word comes alive, praise God, God just tells me, oh, didn't I tell you that the lilies don't worry? I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to worry. I want you to just rest in me. Just bring it all to me, because, see, I'm in this thing with you. I'm in this battle with you, praise God. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. It said, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Our righteousness is of God, not of flesh. Not of flesh. Flesh is nothing compared to what God wants to do for us. God is a mighty God. Yes, he is. He's an awesome God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that is a good verse there. No weapon. No weapons. No weapons formed against you. They will not prosper. You need to command them. If you got the whole armor on, if you got it on, then take that armor and will your armor at the devil and say, no weapon, devil, formed against me, and I command you to go in the name, and I decree that you cannot have my family in Jesus' name. I am declaring that my son is going to preach the gospel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, he's sitting up there in church listening. But I say, I am going further than that. He just can't sit there and receive the word, because God said his word will not return void. So now, I take this thing a little bit further. Since he think he can just sit there and hear the word all the time, he's going to preach that word. He going to will, he going to know how to use that word and will it against the enemy. That's where I'm going with my son. He can't stay there. He got to go higher. You can believe that for your son, for your daughter. You can believe that for your children, for your husband. I don't care what kind of trial or tribulation you may be going through. You can, if you have on the whole armor of God, you can use it against every one of Satan's tactics and let him know that he will not have any part in your life, because God is the answer. God is the author and the finisher of your life. Let the devil know it's water. Let yourself know it's war time. It's war time. And I'm going to war against that enemy that's trying to come with sickness up on my body. I'm going to take authority over that sickness. This time I'm coming in the truth, because I got the truth on. Hey, praise God. And I'm not going to be defeated. I'm coming in the name of Jesus, and I'm pleading the blood over every time I make a step. Every time I make a step forward, I'm pleading the blood and casting down every high thing in high places, pulling them down, pulling them down, as the song said earlier. I'm pulling down every stronghold and casting it aside. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Them walls is falling down. The walls are falling down. The walls are falling down. Praise God. Hey, praise God. I just love the Lord. Praise God. Because he gives us that authority to pull down and destroy. We go in the spirit. If you think you can operate in the flesh, it won't happen. But if you go in the spirit with that whole arm on, in the spirit you have that authority. You have that authority. Praise God. to pull down and destroy the works of the enemy. The devil don't have more power than God. God has all power. He has all power. Praise God. And oh, nothing, he said, nothing will be able to stand against you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all better hear me tonight because, oh, praise God. I just hear this thing tonight so deeply. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is the answer. God is all sufficient. He's all knowing. There's no room for the enemy. There's no room. I don't care if you're going through a financial problem. God can work it out. He said you can go and get it out of the fish mouth. That's what I love about it. Praise God. He's bigger than your problem. You can go snatch it. If you don't know how to snatch it from the fish mouth, go into the spirit. Go read it in the word. The Bible says you can snatch it from the fish's mouth. He did it in the word. He showed you in the word how to go get that coin out of the fish mouth. And truly, God's going to provide for you. Praise God. He's bigger than any problem. He's the answer to all our problems. Praise God. I'm so glad you all joined us tonight. And I just want to bless you, bless you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace this week. Praise God. And if the enemy comes in, command him out and keep walking. Oh, praise God. He's better than anything. God is better than anything that tries to come against you. You shall overcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's got it all. God's got it all. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you be blessed in your, may you never have a lack in your meal barrel. Praise God. In your finance, I pray that you have the finances just overflowing, that the windows are just overflowing. Praise God. Be blessed and be back with me next week. Bye-bye.